Welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LivePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. This past Sunday, we continued in our series playlist where we're looking at the book of Psalms. And what we've been kind of saying throughout the entire series is that God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. It has the entirety of human emotions and experience in there, from joy and elation to struggle and depression and even distress. And this past Sunday, we looked at Psalm 27, a psalm of David, where he was in distress. He was talking about, from the start of the psalm, that in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid?" And then he goes on to talk about all the things that are against him that he's had to face, whether it's war or enemies. And if you think about David's life, he certainly had his share of troubles. Like it started pretty early, you know, as a young boy, he's out there facing Goliath. It's hard for me to imagine what that would be like to go up against the largest enemy combatant, you know, who's taunting your people and being willing to do that. And then he's drafted kind of into Saul's army, and then Saul is jealous of him and chasing him, trying to kill him. He's on the run. It's hard to imagine spending your life as a warrior king who enemies are trying to kill. People are trying to, you know, to turn you in. And I mean, it's just hard to imagine what that life is like. But stressful, I think, might be one way. Anxious, fearful. And he's saying, actually, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? His trust in the Lord is higher than his fear of his enemy. And that trust in the Lord supersedes his fear. He says this in verse 4. This is something I want to key on for a second. It says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Now, I think in David's case, he's saying, "Lord, one thing I want." I'm sure he had wanted many things in his life, but he's saying, this is the simple thing. This is the thing that drives my life. The most important thing in my life is that I would come to the temple, that I would be near you, that I'd be in your presence, that I could seek your face, that I would come close to you. This man's drive to know God, to seek after him, is higher than any other drive. This is his prevailing purpose in his life, is to know God. I want you to let that sink in for a second, because I think the world is full of reasons to be afraid or anxious. That if anyone understood that David did, he had many enemies, like I said, so he would have understood the need to be on guard, the need to be ready for battle at any given moment. This is a man that understood that. He had his enemies, and yet his purpose in life was to know God, to know him, to be close to him, and, you know, to go to the temple, to be in a place where he could come close, to hear the word of God, to sing the songs back to God of praise. This is what his drive was. I think when we deal with life, our faith needs to be fixated on one thing. That if we're going to have a strong faith to get through the hard times, to get through the fears and anxieties, that there needs to be our faith needs to be completely fixated on who God is. Remember at the beginning of chapter 1 or of verse 1, it said that, this is who God is. He's my light and my salvation, my stronghold. That as he focuses on God, he sees the characteristics of who God is, and he allows his mind and his heart to be caught up in that. And I think when you focus your mind and your heart and your faith on who God is, the things of this world start to fade out a bit. We start to put them in perspective. We see them for what they really are. They are temporary. And that we turn our focus to God rather than on the things that cause us the most anxiety and fear. Difficult to do, but with faith and with fixation on who God is, it really changes the game for us. God, I pray that you would make us into people of strong faith like David. That in the midst of struggle, in the midst of strife, that our fixation of our heart would be on you, to come close to you, to come close in your word, to come close in prayer, that we would seek your face. God, transform us into being people of strong faith. Make an impact in this kingdom, in the world, through your heart. Lord, expand the kingdom through our lives of faith. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second. Think about the things that that maybe stress you out. And then think about who God is. And just entrust those to him. Well, till next time, God bless.